There.
I think you had a couple tackles in the 2021 game. What do you remember about that game, and what did it feel like to win the rivalry game?
It was a lot of fun, man. 2021 was a fun season, and especially that game. It's always a fun game, you know, a lot of excitement around it. And so, especially to end our drought in 2021 was a lot of fun.
Have you shared maybe your experience from that game to guys that haven't been a part of this, because not many have?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny, the other day we were talking about exactly that, and kind of everyone who had played in that game raised their hand, and it was surprisingly few, you know. But it's been fun, you know, getting, you know, the younger guys and guys who haven't played enough to speed, and yeah, we're really excited.
So much is made about maybe the intensity between the fan bases. Is there a healthy respect between the players and the programs?
You know, I would say so. I know a lot of guys up on that team, you know. Friends with Karene, friends with Logan, you know, friends with the Fanos. The Fanos are a great family. You know, I just, there's so many mutual connections and guys that you know and are friends with. It, you know, it makes it fun.
For that 21 game, did you feel a lot of pressure to end the streak? Is that on your mind a lot? And do you feel like Utah kind of has that motivational edge going into this one?
You know, I can't say exactly how Utah's feeling about it. You know, for us in 21, you know, you want to win that game, right? It's a rivalry game. You want to win those games. And so, you know, for us, looking forward to this game, we're just really stoked to be able to go play in that rivalry game. You know, we traditionally over the past few years haven't got it every year. So, yeah, really just looking forward to it.
What are you expecting from your first visit up to Rice-Eccles?
I expect it to be a hostile environment. You know, we expect it to be loud. You know, they've got a great team. They've got great fans. And so we're expecting it to be an intense, loud, fun game.
What challenges, if any, does Utah pose with their two quarterback situation?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a good point. Utah has a talented offense. You know what I mean? They do. They got weapons all over. I think either quarterback is really capable. You know, we'll just try to be ready for whoever they put out there.
As a leader, have you talked to your teammates about popping off this week before the game? Something we saw out of Utah yesterday. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't see it. Just, you know, go play our brand of football, you know. Just go play our brand of football and let everything kind of take care of itself.
You may have been asked this time because I stepped in late.
No worries.
What does it mean to you, this last opportunity for you to go up there and get one more shot at these guys?
It means a ton. You know, again, like I told these guys, it's a rivalry game. You want to win it. Being a senior, you know, there definitely is that, you know, added, you know, flavor to it. You want to go take care of business. And so I'm just really looking forward to it.
What's the mood in practice so far this week? Like, how would you describe it? It's been different than other weeks this season?
No. I think our team, again, up to this point has done a phenomenal job. It's just, hey, let's go 1-0 every week, you know? And so I think that's where guys' focus is. I don't think it's necessarily different from other weeks. It's just, hey, you know, let's get ready. Let's do what we do, and let's go take care of business on Saturday.
Kind of the buzz around your classes, around town. Has it been any different this week than a normal week?
I wouldn't say terribly. We're not super deep into the week yet, so... But to be fair, I don't spend a ton of time at class being a super senior. I don't have very many classes, which is great. You know, there, of course, there's a little bit of buzz per usual.
Thanks,
sweet.
Tyler.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tyler.